You might remember Christina Lempe Annerud. We met her here 3 years ago, not long after this MIT grad and soccer mom launched her company Boston Power in a carriage house at her home in Framingham, Massachusetts. Her goal, to mass-produce a cutting-edge next-generation lithium-ion battery she'd just developed.
You actually can, for the first time, get a battery that delivers what has been promised in the marketing material.
She then raised $125 million from venture capitalists, hired more than 100 people, and planned to hire another 600 to build a factory to make batteries for electric cars. She applied for $100 million in Recovery Act stimulus money, but was turned down. At the time, she said if she didn't get the money from the Energy Department, she might be forced to turn to China. Well, Christina Lempe Annerud is now planning on building her building, her factory, and hiring hundreds of workers in China with backing from a private investor and the government there. And she joins us in the studio with more. Welcome.
Thank you.
Now, you know, people might have thought, oh, that's just a threat. You know, if I don't get that stimulus money, you're nodding yes. I'm leaving for China. How many jobs would you have created here in Massachusetts if you'd had a factory here?
Yeah, so in our application, we had a fun idea. We would take one of the warehouse buildings in Western Massachusetts, turning into a gleaming high-tech producing factory. And we would have deployed immediately between 600 and 700 jobs.
Was there no way you could stay here?
Well, I think it's complicated, right? So we had raised $192 million prior to this $125 million round. So it's a lot of money. We make stuff. Mm-hmm. We make a battery cell that goes into laptops, to cars, to grid storage.
In fact, you already had deals with the Chinese, I believe, for your laptop cell, right?
We do.
Yeah.
With
mm-hmm.
Lenovo, actually, yeah. Mm-hmm. So we have an opportunity now to take off.
Well, not only did you not get the stimulus money, but then did the Chinese woo you?
Absolutely. This has been a 3-year relationship development. And, you know, when I started the company in 2005, we were a global company of one. I'm originally from Sweden. I live here in Boston. And I took all the first early prototypes in China, worked as a general manager for free and ran the lines and tested this, what they call the crazy idea, and the battery worked. In 3 trials, that's actually what we took to mass production, which is still in mass production. So China has always been the manufacturing engine, but also now becomes the clean tech mecca, which is just very interesting.
Well, you're saying then that you had an opportunity to produce your battery cells before this in China, but now it's going further. They're going to move a large part of the operation there. They want to just not make the stuff, but they want to be involved in your technology, is what you're saying.
Absolutely. And I think it's like an entrepreneur. It's not all good. It's not all bad. All great in that we're getting funding to grow a factory. We're opening a large technology development center in Beijing. And we are participating in what is becoming the largest market in the world. This is where electric vehicles will happen, and it's through policy, public procurement, public-private partnerships, and an enormous interest in technology providers. And that's my dream, right?
Except it's in China. You know, how much money are you getting from the Chinese government and from a private investor there?
Total money?
Yeah.
It's going to probably be deployed over $350 million.
And did I hear that there was $125 million coming from a Chinese investor?
It's a consortium.
A consortium? And then what do you get from the Chinese government?
So those details are very sensitive, and unfortunately I'm not at liberty to discuss that, but it's basically what you would expect, very similar to what the Western governments wanted to do with tax incentives, with grants, with buildings, with offsets in general.
Okay. So what happened here? Did you ever find out from the Department of Energy why you didn't get this stimulus money? We know that a huge chunk went to one of your competitors, A123 Battery Makers in Watertown, Massachusetts. I think they got $249 million.
Yeah. We were a younger company. We were not as far along. I know that we had a technology that worked, and that was probably very obvious in the application. But there was also great speed at which the U.S. government made these decisions.
But on the other hand, are you saying that they were, you know, you were younger than them? You were maybe not as shovel ready. I mean, A123, we know, had huge contracts with General Motors. You know, maybe the thinking was just that you don't have that huge contract yet.
Absolutely, that could be part of it. One would argue maybe today that the market wasn't really ready to deem winners and losers, and one would maybe hope that going forward we continue to do policy in the United States that is deemed to accelerate markets, not players.
It's a comment on that, Christina, because here you are right on the front lines. It's such a tough political climate for this right now. You know, here's the Department of Energy deciding who to give this money to. You have something that works and you're so impressive, but this other company has the contracts. We just went through the Solyndra bankruptcy. This is the solar energy company that people think, well, maybe it wasn't as healthy as it should have been. And, you know, we're hearing that companies all the time try and fail. But on the other hand, do you have some sympathy with the U.S. government? You know, it's a landmine out there. Who do they give these monies to, given the chorus of critics that is ready to criticize them?
Yeah, I sympathize for the people that do the work. And I know there's a lot of great intent, but it's a lot of money. And I would wish that we took more fact-based decisions. I think 3 years may be a little long, but 2 months is a little short, you know?
It happened in 2 months' time, this decision-making. And you say that was too fast. Well, so now here you are. You're picking up and, you know, sending a lot of people over to China. Did you have to fire people here?
Yes, we released 30 people here in the Boston area. But I'm happy in that this deal makes the company go forward. You know, I made a commitment to be part of the solutions to clean tech and the catastrophic events that the Earth can be facing. This is one small piece. And for that, I will be grateful for a long time to these investors that are backing these ideas.
Well, and that's understandable. You won't personally be going to China. But again, you plan on what, building the factory there? You know, can you give us an idea of what you expect your output to be?
Yeah, absolutely. We are building a large factory. 18 million battery cells will be produced annually. And that is basically enough to satisfy 10 to 20,000 all-electric vehicles. So it's not huge for the market. But I think the interesting thing is we will be one of the highest performance battery producers in the world. We will be in the hottest, fastest growing market, and we will be very cost competitive. To have a chance to be at the table where policy is written, where deployment is happening, where markets are accelerating is pretty cool.
Yeah, but you sit, it's just so funny. You keep saying, sit at the table. The table's in China. You know,
yes,
you're nodding. You're nodding, yes. Christina Lampe-Anarud, the founder and chairwoman of Boston Power, a lithium-ion battery maker, moving the manufacturing portion of their operation from Massachusetts to China. They'll keep the Technology Innovation Center here after failing to get stimulus money to expand her business, and she'll be staying on the board for 1 year. Christina, thanks so much.
Thank you.